Blog Talk Radio.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line in 1956, and I was born in 1956, and I've been walking the line ever since.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
And good day, everyone. And this is the first time I've been able to really do the show and be a part of the show, really, since my stroke. And I want to thank everybody out there for their prayers and thank everybody. Lord Jesus, you have seen fit to enlist me for your service in the order of St. John of Jerusalem. I humbly entreat you through the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin of Philomos, of St. John the Baptist, Blessed Gerald, and all the saints, to keep me faithful to the traditions of our faith, be it mine to practice and defend the Catholic, the Apostolic, the Roman faith against the enemies of religion. Be it mine to practice charity towards my neighbors especially the poor and sick. Give me the strength I need to carry out this, my resolve. Forgetful of myself, learning ever from the Holy Gospels. A spirit of deep and generous Christian devotion. Striving ever to promote God's glory, the world's peace, and all that may benefit the order of St. John of Jerusalem. Amen. And I have a special treat for us today. I'm going to first play a song. I have a friend of mine who was with me shoulder to shoulder there at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and Clarksville, Tennessee. And I will be bringing him on after this song, which fits what we've done, because we've both been on the front line trying to heal body and mind. So I will bring on my guest and just right after the song.
Bring it on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring on my guest. Hey, Doc. Go ahead and tell a little bit about yourself and our connection.
Hey, Don. Thank you for having me on your show. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time. Let's see. Let me tell you a little bit about me first, and then I'll tell you, because if I just jump into when we met, people aren't going to really understand. I am, by definition, the definition of God's forgiveness and providence. I don't know how to articulate it better than that. I come from abject poverty. I grew up on the wrong side of the track. I was the one that you warned your children to stay away from. I was not a good man. And I'm not saying that to boast. I'm not really very proud of it. But it's a fact. And one thing I want to point out is when you make a mistake, you got to stand up and take it. You can't run from that because it will bother you and it will follow you. So to see where I was and to see where I am now, it was only by, as the late great Father Keane once said, it was the Holy Spirit. And so I came up hard, and I've been on my own since I was 13 years old legally. I put myself through high school. I put myself through college. I joined the military before college, and I rose up through the ranks. I became a special ops medic, and then I got out of the military after the Gulf War and a few other engagements, and I was working as a DOD paramedic when I met you, Don. Now, I had already converted, so let me go to my conversion story. After I got out of the military, I fell into a really bad lifestyle. I was doing some things that weren't very nice, wasn't good to a lot of people. I basically followed the path of my childhood. And there was a light that clicked inside of me, and it said, this is not a future that you want. The women I was around would not have made good wives and mothers. The lifestyle was destructive, and I needed a change. And I went cold turkey from, $600-$700 in my pocket at any given time to working for just over minimum wage, changing tires at Sears. I mean, I went cold turkey. I went from living in nice hotels to a shack, a literal shack in the swamp in Florida. And shortly after that, I met my wife. And if I do get to heaven, it'll be on her coattails. I was raised to believe the Catholic Church was evil, the whore of Babylon and the Antichrist and the whole Protestant clown show. So I wasn't real big on Catholics. And I get in this girl's car and I see a rosary, and I didn't know what it was then, but it was a scapula. And then I see some heavy metal and I'm like, wait a minute. And we get to talking and Catholics aren't monsters. Wow, imagine that. And she answered questions that I had that no one else could answer. I looked into every religion. And they all say the same thing. We're right, they're wrong, we're going to heaven, they're not. Well, I don't believe that's God. I don't believe that's how God works. And when I started researching the faith, I read something in the catechism that said, we're all God's creatures. So any path we take to get to heaven is the correct path. Because what about the guy on the island that never heard of Catholicism? That he knew, I started reading more and I started looking into what the church father said and take it back to the beginning and, Eucharistic miracles and incorruptibles, and nobody else had this. And then I had a realization. And this was the thing that I guess set me over the edge on it. I thought about what happens if Jesus never came. And then this dude comes up. There's something off about him. And he says, follow me. So I ain't got nothing to do. So I drop what I'm doing and I follow him. And over the next 3 years, he opens up the heavens to me as far as knowledge. He's raising the dead and letting them go on their merry way, creating food out of thin air and healing people just by walking by them. Okay, yeah, this is the guy. I got it. I believe. You know, I'm hook, line, and sinker. He's the one that we've been waiting for. And then he tells me they're going to kill me, and we know why, you know, and all that. And I want you to carry on with what I've started. And I had to ask myself, would I do that? And the answer was, yeah. And I started doing that ever since. I worked on setting up a literacy coalition in Jacksonville, Florida. Didn't really get the traction I would have liked. And I'm sure a lot of that was on me. We set up a Knights of Columbus Council in Oak Grove, Tennessee, or Kentucky, excuse me. And we did several drug awareness seminars for parents and teens. I worked at the International Festival in IC down here, Immaculate Conception, down here in Clarksville. So, you know, we got involved. And during this time, that's when me and you met, when I was working out at Fort Campbell in the DOD as a DOD employee. And, you were doing one of the things that you did later on was you did this thing where you traveled the country talking about Mary, and that was really cool. I got to play with you on that when you brought it to Oak Grove. That's where we met. I was working in the ambulance section. You were working in the ER. And you were coming to Mass, and you became my son's godfather. And, our friendship has just risen and grown over the years. We lose touch, as people do, but I'm glad when we can connect. And it hurts my heart to hear about your stroke. I mean, I really wish I'd have known. But that's where we're at now. And one of the things that, and this is one of the reasons I'm glad I got on your show. One thing that I want to share with your listeners, a lot of people may not realize or anything, but for like 2,000 years, the Mass was very masculine. And it was done a certain way. And it was very reverent. And some men came along and they changed it. And, both Masses are valid, but I have been going to the extraordinary Mass for several years now, and I don't speak a word of Latin. I really don't. I've tried to keep up and everything. And the books, it's all written there in English, so you can read what they say. And I don't really read that fast, but I've read the books on my own time, and I read the prayers. And I got to tell you, I get so much more out of the Mass now than I ever have before. I mean, so that's, the Reader's Digest of my story. I don't know. You got anything, Don? Or hello?
Well, I have Mike from New Jersey. Mike? How you doing,
hello,
my brother? And
I finally huffed and puffed and made it.
And I've got Doc from Clarksville, Tennessee. And
hey,
Doc, why don't you tell who you are? Because right now you're the mystery man. Who's the man behind this voice?
Okay, I'm Doc. Did you hear what I just said, though? Was it coming through?
Yes. Yeah, you were coming through pretty loud and clear.
Okay. Like I said, I'm Doc. I picked the name up when I was in the military. And it stuck. I'm actually Norman But, you know, that's who I am. I'm a former special operations medic, a father of two wonderful boys, and husband to a fantastic wife. And, you know, God has blessed me because I have come from abject poverty to where I'm at now. And, you know, the blessings rain down on me continuously.
Amen. Amen to that. And, you know, and deeper truth. By the way, I played the first those introductions. And I love those introductions.
Mm-hmm.
Mike is our IT guy when it and putting together a lot of our commercials and promoting of our other shows, like what we do on Sunday night with the Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, and on Monday nights with the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson, and both of them outstanding, and Mike is outstanding. Mike, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just came from visiting Sandy. Oh, she's hanging in there.
Hey, that's good.
So,
that's good.
So,
and Sandy is?
Sandy's my fiance's name. We went to school together since
okay.
the fifth grade. Catholic school.
Oh, my God, that's adorable.
That's
adorable, man. You don't hear about that anymore.
No, you don't.
Amen. Amen. And I tell you, I'm so thankful. Mike is, like myself, he's a revert. And ladies and gentlemen, when I say revert, I'm not telling you that that's not a pervert. A revert is somebody who had left
you
there, but
that.
have come back. And what a wonderful thing.
Well, you get a when you come back, you get a little bit more wise because when you're baptized Catholic, you're raised Catholic from infancy on, you don't have anything to compare it with. You know, they keep drumming it, they keep drilling it into you that the Catholic Church is the one true church founded by Christ. Well, you believe that in your youth because you have nothing else to compare it with. You don't know what these other faiths believe. You have nothing to compare it with. Now I have something to compare it with.
Yeah.
And
that's why your story
and
Doc's story and your story, there's a lot of people out there listening today that can identify with both of you. And some of us have come out of a lot of stuff. And to wean that out, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, He can do wonders in our lives, and we can track His presence in our lives, looking back upon our lives. And I got another song I'm going to play, and it's in dedication to you, Doc, because how you broke away from all that crud, and where you're at now. Because right now you got a wonderful family, a good Catholic family. So I'm going to play this song right now, then I'll bring you both back on
okay.
just after this song. Hold tight.
Okay.
you're tough enough. So I've heard love to you is just another word. Walking the line, playing the odds. Don't get fooled, you got to count the cards. It's your life, what will you choose? You won before, what if you lose? You seem long, you seem lonely, but don't be afraid. Break away, leave behind the old life. Whoa! Break away, ooh, look around, just check it out. The prize is just ahead, it's waiting. Fight the fire, don't be the flame. Take a chance and break away. I'm a fool, half insane. Heard them all, it's just another name. I feel good, nothing to hide. You cast a stone and I sympathize. You seem long, you seem lonely, but don't be
and break away, and that's done with some energy. And that's some things we need to have is some energy. Well, Mike, God bless you, and thank you for being able to call in here and being a part of what we're doing. So God bless you there, Mike. You there, Mike? And also to you, Doc. Thank you for being able to participate with us.
Yeah. I've been wanting to do this for a while. I'd like to do it again later on down the road.
Okay,
one thing
Mike.
Well, one thing I wanted to say before you played the music, for something that you had mentioned, I can't remember how it went, but what I wanted to say is, if you look back, or for me anyway, when I look back through my life, I can see, because God's constant. He's constant. He doesn't change. We're the ones that change. And I can see where I stepped away. And when you get your, when you wrap your mind around that, you can also step back and make your right, your life right. You know, I mean, it's really, when it comes right down to it, it's just a matter that simple of a choice. You know, a lot of people think, I'm so mired in sin, there's no way out. Well, actually there is. You just have to decide to do it, you know.
And the sacraments gives you that means. When you go to confession, the Lord takes those sins and he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness and he remembers them no more. And so the
Don, he does one other thing. Besides that, one other thing with our sins. He puts a no fishing sign up there so somebody else can't go dig them up.
Yeah, I know that's a good few people that try. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is, and this is a heavy subject, the attacks on the church. There are attacks from without the church. You being a revert, you understand this because you stepped out of the church and you saw the attacks coming from the secular world. But the attacks that scare me the most are the ones inside. Because you can have the strongest fortress in the world and nobody can attack against it, but how do you destroy that? You bring it down from the inside. And there are nefarious beings and people in power trying to bring us down from the inside.
That's, you know, that's true. And yeah, I'm right here. And one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite groups, Petra, of all time, their song Grave Robber would have special meaning for me. I first went on active duty in the Army on February 7th, 1985. And our military training at that time was matched against the Russian threat because the Cold War was still in effect. So all our training prepared us for when we did enter a war. The Vietnam War is a great example. We had to know the weaponry that the Russian-backed armies would use. And on one occasion, we were shown a video of how the Russian soldiers trained. This was while the Cold War was still in effect. And at the time, at the end of this video, the drill sergeant invited us to ask questions from what we saw. After a number of troops asked their question, I raised my hand to make a statement. The drill sergeant gave me permission to speak. I then stood up and said, "Drill sergeant, we have been watching on how our counterparts train. One major reason why I prefer this uniform that I'm wearing now is because it protects our right to worship God in freedom and preserves our liberty to do so. On the other hand, these Russian soldiers do not mind taking clubs and beating old men, women, and children because they were hiding in a barn to worship God. These people have to worship God in secret." And at that point, an immediate round of applause and cheers followed my words, which surprised the drill sergeants. They was taken off guard with what I said and the response it got. This went on for another 30, 40 seconds, until one drill sergeant regained his composure. When he gave that look, everyone went back to their sitting at attention, leaving me standing there alone. The drill sergeant looked at me for a moment and said, "That's all, Private." And I sat down. And so what would happen today if this was to happen today? Well, we need to pray for our troops and we need to pray for our country.
You know, Don, that story you just told doesn't surprise me at all about you. You are literally a tidal wave for God, a hurricane for God. From the day that I met you, I remember walking into a phone store. You walked into a phone store and said, "Hi, are you Catholic? Why not?" I about fell out. That was beautiful. I mean, you are literally the Catholic defender. There ain't no doubt about that.
Well, that's what we're all about. And I tell you, people that come to this show, like Mike here and John Carpenter and Gregory Thompson and Kathy, all the people that have supported us over the years and be a part of us for over the years, I'm so thankful for what we've been able to do and the outreach that we've had worldwide. This is a worldwide outreach. It goes all over the world with our articles and with these shows. And this is the first show that I've been able to do because everybody has been holding the line. I walked the line, yes, but everybody here has been holding the line while I've been recuperating from this stroke. And fortunately, what happened to an actor who had the same thing happen to him for the same reason, and he is no longer acting now as a result of his stroke. It just depends on where the stroke went to and where mine went to. I've been very blessed, and the Lord has shielded me and blessed me. Our Lady wants me for the long haul.
He's done with you yet.
What's that?
God ain't done with you yet.
Amen.
He's not done with you.
That's
a long shot.
Yeah. we got work to do, Don.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. And we have so much to be thankful for. Mike's got Sandy, and you got Sean, and I got Gigi, and we have our holy Catholic faith that brings us together, whether we're in Tennessee or Kansas and New Jersey, and we're all over the country, and we're all over the world, and whatnot. So I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to rock and roll. I'm standing on the rock, and my name is on the roll. So, yes, I do rock and roll. So I'm going to end this particular show today, with a song, because we are American men. And I will say good night and good day to you all. And thank you so much, Mike, for coming in. And also to you, Doc, for calling in and joining. And tell Sean, and I want to give Sean a great Deeper Truth salute. Sean, salute. And so to all the, and to that also to Sandy as well, and to Gigi and all those who listen to us, and Kathy and all of our people that, Dr. Gregory Thompson and John Carpenter and everybody. So I'm going to end it with this song, and we will say good day, and the next coming show will be Sunday night with John Carpenter, Journey with Mary. And it'll be our last night that we're going to be going to Korea. And I spent some time in Korea, so I'm looking forward to it. So we will see everybody on Sunday night. Good day, everybody.
It seems like a year ago that I packed my bags and some money I'd saved. I had a yearning to find myself and to see this land of the free and the brave. I saw my first mountain sunrise from an Appalachian range. I felt a heavenly presence and a rushing wind of change. The land who toil with their hands for an honest day's wage. I've seen the stuff from which legends were born, and destiny's reached, and history's made. It seems we've come to a crossroads, all our standards are compromised. I pray that our lady liberty will awaken before she dies.
I am here.
And Bruce Willis, he was the one that had a stroke just like mine, and his affected him in such a way that he's no longer going to be able to act anymore. So please pray for him and anyone else who've had a stroke or anything that is the result of these vaccines. So pray for our country and all our soldiers that was forced to undergo these things. So pray for our Holy Church and pray for our country. Good day, everybody.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper Truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.